All the world seeks the best out of you. All the world seeks the best out of you. We, unhappily, don't always seek the best out of ourselves. And the reason we don't seek the best out of ourselves is that we do not believe that we are divine. We do not believe that we are God, that we are wonderful, that we are fantastic, that we are glorious, because we do not believe that we are our Father's child. We do not believe that we are our mother's daughter, our mother's son. We do not believe that this is the truth about us. Now, we're not thinking about an anthropomorphic God, but we are thinking about an anthropomorphic idea of all the world expects the best out of you. You come aboard the world as a beautiful, loving child. You come aboard the world as a delightful being, as someone that all the world looks to and says, yes, 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 you're wonderful, you're fantastic. Look at that little baby, look at that little baby. Isn't that baby beautiful? Isn't that baby wonderful? Wherever we go, whenever we see a baby, we are thinking to ourselves, how wonderful that child is, how beautiful that child is, how glorious that child is. And as we think this, we think, what wonderful things are going to bring forth out of their life, because they are so magnificent. We were in a restaurant the other day, and as we were in this restaurant, a couple were sitting at a table, and the man and the woman were talking to each other and eating together, and they were just having such a glorious time. And the woman was looking, smiling at everyone who came into the restaurant. And she looked at one couple that came in with their three children, and their ages were, oh, perhaps two, three, and five, or something like that. And as she looked at these children, she smiled her most glorious smile, her most motherly smile, her most happy smile. She says, they're beautiful, they're beautiful. And the little children couldn't stop from waving to this lady who appreciated them, who recognized that they were glorious and beautiful children. And as they did this, her face lit up like a Roman candle, just so glorious. She was so happy to see those children and just so happy to interact with them. The world always wants to interact with us when we are glorious. Now the children waved back at this lady, and they went into another part of the restaurant, and from the other part they could see through the glass in the window, and they waved back, and they waved back, and they were so happy to wave. We joined in the waving too. And we said, hi, hi, love you, you know. And our hearts filled with joy, filled with love, filled with laughter, filled with happiness. We were the world expecting all the best out of those children. And those children gave the very best. Now, as they got older, as they get older, that was just yesterday, as they get older, are they going to be continuing to give out those vibrations of love, those vibrations of magnificence, those vibrations of a deep central caring for everything in their world? And indeed they will. They will always give out the happiness that they have in their heart. They'll always give out the joy they have in their heart. They'll always give out that feeling that, yes, this is a wonderful world. Yes, this is a fabulous world. Yes, this is a magnificent world, and I am so happy to be in it. I am so happy to be in this fabulous world, this glorious world. And they are in the world. You and I, we too, all are in the world, expects the best out of you. All of the world expects the best out of those children, and they gave it. All the world expects the best out of everyone. We, no matter who we look at, we may look at a politician, we may look at a mother or father, we may look at a teacher, we may look at a business person, and all the world expects the best out of them. And all the world expects the best out of them because they come out of good stock. They come out of divinity. They come out of God. They come out of the spirit of essence of all. When we know that that's what our birthright is, when we know that that is where we have come from, when we know that that is who we are and that's all who we are, then we begin to feel very wonderful about it. we begin to feel very fantastic about it, very powerful about it, very joyful about it. And as we feel powerful, fantastic, and joyful about it, what happens to us? What happens to us is that everything we do is wonderful. All the world expects the best out of us, so we expect the best out of ourselves, and the world is supporting us and expecting the best out of us. Everyone looks at us and says, oh, isn't that a beautiful person? That is such a glorious person. And your divinity shines forth every moment out of your life. Your divinity shines forth gloriously, beautifully, and wonderfully. Your divinity shines forth and says, yes, 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 yes. I am divine. I am glorious. I am wonderful indeed. All the world expects the best out of you, so we certainly should expect the very best out of ourselves. We should certainly expect the very best out of who and what we are, because we are divine. We are wonderful. We are magnificent. We are beyond imagination. We are all that is marvelous and good. Now you say, well, I don't feel that way sometimes. Sometimes I don't feel so marvelous and so good. Sometimes I don't feel so fantastic and so outstanding. Sometimes I just don't feel that way. Well, start to feel that way. Start to feel that way. If you stub your toe, you say, ouch, and you say, it hurts for a moment or two, and then it goes away. If you stub your toe, you say, all is in divine order, 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 all is in divine order. And as you put that cause in motion immediately, then that experience only is all is in divine order. And you have no feeling whatsoever of a stubbed toe. You have no feeling whatsoever of doing something that is not to your highest and your best. Everyone can have this experience. Everyone can know this experience. Now, do you want to have this experience? Do you want to know this experience? Do you want to be this experience? Do you want to delight in this experience? If you do, then it's all yours. It's all yours right now. It's all yours gloriously right now. It's all yours in everything that you do, in everything that you think, in everything that you are. It's all yours. Now, can you believe that it's all yours? Can you know that it's all yours? Can you delight in the fact that it's all yours? Can you live in the realization that it's all yours? Well, you can. When you recognize that the world starts in you. All the world expects the best out of you. Now, the world starts in you. The world is in you. If you expect the best out of yourself and are the best, then you will shine that forth, and all the world will see that. All the world will know that. All the world will delight in that. And that's all that matters. That's all that matters, that all the world delights in who and what you are. You have that privilege. You have that privilege. First, you know who you are. You're divine. You know that you are outstanding, that you are spectacular. And then you say to yourself, I am divine. I am wonderful. I am glorious. I am divine. I am divine. And as you say, I am divine, what happens? You begin to have that radiate from you. You begin to have that shine out from your heart. You begin to have that be all that you are. And as you begin to have that be all that you are, you feel wonderful. You feel glorious. You feel magical. You do, because that's who you are. Now say that for yourself today. Know that for yourself today. Live that in every aspect of your being, as I live it in mine. As the little children live it in theirs, they don't know any different. And if the parents say, you're wonderful, you're divine, you're wonderful, they continue to be divine. And if a parent says to the wife or the husband, the spouse, you're divine, they will be divine. And if where you work, you say, it is a divine place to work, filled with divine people, that will be that way for you. created for yourself in your world and enjoy every single moment of your life. All the world expects the best out of you, and you do too. I love you. I love you. I love you.